We check in with Austin Brown today, Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy, get kind of an update on, well, let's call it a vaccination update. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Doing good. You okay?
I'm doing well. Keeping busy as ever.
Yeah. Okay, we have Moderna, we have Pfizer, we have J&J. What's the deal on the shots and the boosters and all that info?
Yeah, there's a lot coming down the pipeline right now. So I'll start at the top for what we've got right now, and that's who is eligible for a booster shot at this time.
Mm-hmm.
So the FDA authorized booster shots for people who received their second dose of the Pfizer product at least 6 months before. So that includes people who are over the age of 65, live in long-term care facilities, adults 18 to 64 who are at high risk of severe COVID-19 infection because they either have an underlying medical condition, they work in a high-risk environment such as healthcare or other jobs that put them at risk. So that's what we have for that one. So the Pfizer vaccine has the broadest capabilities in terms of who is eligible right now. The Moderna vaccine is eligible for people that have immunocompromised status or weakened immune systems, either because of certain medications that they take or certain health conditions. And they're also eligible for that 4 weeks after that second dose. And that applies to not just Moderna, but also Pfizer. And then for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, they are looking at studies and getting approvals for an additional dose of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine,
mm-hmm.
but regulators have not authorized that shot quite yet in a broader scale. And that goes the same for Moderna. So we're waiting, and a lot of things are happening quickly, and we'll probably see an approval for the booster shots for J&J and Moderna soon, but we're still waiting for the final details on that.
And there could be, I guess, approval shortly, maybe a couple weeks for kids 5 through 11. Are you hearing that?
We are, and that will really open up the playbook as well. That will be that 5 to 11 approval. That will be for the Pfizer vaccine. Pfizer has their data in for that. In terms of Moderna and J&J, nothing coming down the pipeline for the younger population, but the Pfizer vaccine has submitted data to be looked at, and we're waiting to hear more about that as well, and we'll move forward from there. But yeah, lots of happening, all very exciting, lots more people having a chance to either get that additional dose or get their first dose.
Yeah, what about crisscrossing some of these? What are you hearing about that, or shouldn't you do that?
That's a great question, and it's a question that I've been getting a lot, especially over the last couple of days. Some reports have been coming out because they are studying, can you, quote-unquote, mix and match mm-hmm. the mRNA vaccines with Pfizer or Moderna, or they're also looking at, for patients that received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, would they benefit from getting either Pfizer or Moderna? So not only switching products, but switching the way that those vaccines were manufactured. So ultimately, from the pharmacy level, those results are still coming in. There's more data to be seen, but we are not mix and matching vaccine products at this time. So
right.
Our recommendation at the pharmacy is whichever vaccine you got first, if an additional dose becomes available to you, the recommendation is get the exact same product that you had before.
Mm-hmm. So if I call Brown's, make an appointment to get one of these boosters, is that how it works? And what I don't know. Do you need any proof of anything?
Yeah, great question. So we are scheduling appointments at Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy right now. Our clinic days are on Mondays and Tuesdays. If you want to, we do have the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine products in stock. We are giving the Pfizer boosters right now and gearing up for when we get the green light for Moderna. So you can call the pharmacy and make an appointment for that. We are also doing a drive-through Pfizer clinic at the Napoleon Fire Department on Friday, October 29th from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. And there's a link to sign up for that on our Facebook page. You can also call the pharmacy and ask if you could be signed up for that, and our pharmacy team can also help with that. So we have a couple different options for people right now that are eligible for that Pfizer booster and want to get it in Jackson.
So what about flu shots? Update us on that.
Yes, we are in the middle of flu season. It's been great. We've given over 1,000 flu vaccines across our network so far this year, which has been wonderful. We're happy that people are going out and protecting themselves against any and everything they can right now. So the recommendation is still there. Get your flu shot, the COVID vaccine and the flu vaccine. They really don't do a lot in terms of cross protection. So it is recommended that you do get both of them.
Mm-hmm.
One of the bigger things that changed this year compared to last, a lot of people may remember that you had to wait that 2-week period after getting any other vaccine to get your COVID vaccine. We are now able to administer those at the same time. So if you're looking to get a COVID booster or a first or second dose, and you also want to get your flu shot, you can get them both at the same time this year. And for people that are interested in that, we're happy to do that for you. And if there's other questions, we can certainly talk those through with you as well.
Okay. Have you been busy?
Absolutely. The pharmacies have been busy. Our team has really ramped up our mobile vaccination clinic efforts again, whether that be flu shots or COVID vaccines. So I've been traveling around Jackson County and other counties, going to people's businesses and trying to take care of people and make it easy. You know, there's so much going on right now, and everybody's always got a lot going on. One of the things that's nice is with some of these services like giving shots, we can come to you. And if that's something that you or a business or somebody you know is interested in doing, give us a call. We'd be happy to try to schedule something for you.
Okay, give us that Napoleon information again.
Yeah, and that is something that can be found on our Facebook page. So Napoleon Township Fire Department, we have October 29th, which is a Friday, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. We're doing a Pfizer booster drive-through clinic. So you pull on in, you fill out some paperwork, we give you your shot, you wait for 15 minutes in the parking lot, and then you're off to enjoy your weekend. You don't even have to get out of your car. And we've got a team of nurses and pharmacists that'll be there giving shots and answering questions for people.
Beautiful. Well, we'll let you get back to work. Thanks, Austin.
Hey, thanks for giving me a call, Greg. Always great talking with you.
Yeah, take care. Austin Brown, Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy.